All right, it is 1:45 on December 16th, 2015.
Number two?
Yeah, please. And what's a home address for you? Nine three
004.
And the cell phone? Please.
805-5.
And you're from AMR truck number?
Medic 492.
All right, so run me through today. What happened with you guys?
Dispatch. You get the call and... Yeah, we were dispatched to a gunshot victim. We proceeded, east on Daly to Carmen. Made a left on the Carmen. Came to stop just past Engine 54 and the victim. I was the driver. I got out with my partner. I grabbed our equipment. My partner was the patient man, so he started assessment of the patient. At that time, I was told that he was not breathing. So we immediately started rescue breathing and CPR on the patient. At that time, I made a decision to transport. And just assisted mostly with breathing, getting the patient onto a backboard, onto the gurney, and in the back of the ambulance. Okay.
When you guys pulled up here, what the victim laying on the ground look like?
The victim was laying on his back when we arrived, and not breathing and pulseless.
Who else was around when you guys got here?
The crew from Fire Engine 54. I did see a couple deputies on scene, but I don't know where they are.
Was he handcuffed? Not handcuffed?
You know, I don't believe he was handcuffed when we showed up.
Okay. What about injuries that you saw when you guys first got here?
I didn't see specifically any gunshot wounds. My partner was the one to assess the wounds.
Okay. You guys, you said you started rescue breaths on him. Were you doing breaths? He was doing breaths.
I initiated rescue breathing with a BVM mask, a bag valve mask, and we also fire crew also got a OPA to place.
Okay. How long do you think you guys worked on him before you put him in the ambulance?
Well, I know our transporting time was approximately 12:11, and I have no idea what our on-scene time was. I can look that up for you if you need.
Just a fair guess.
I would say less than 10 minutes.
So you guys loaded him real quick and took off, and... One of the deputies in the ambulance with you guys on the road there?
Yes, we had a deputy get in the back with the with our crews and the victim.
Okay, so just the deputy and you two?
Yes. Okay. The fire crew also came with us.
Oh, okay. The other
two,
oh, right,
yeah, two firefighters.
Anything else that you saw or anything significant that you can think of?
No.
Anybody say anything to you? Did you see anything else?
I didn't see anything. I don't really recall hearing anything else. I was pretty focused on just trying to breathe for the patient.
Okay. Anything that you noticed about the subject on the ground?
Given the fact that we didn't have a name or age, I guess that he was around the age of 30. But other than that, I didn't.
So he didn't say anything to you guys, obviously?
No,
there was no conversations?
No, there was no, he was not speaking at all. He was unresponsive the whole time.
All right. Once you guys got to the hospital, what happened there?
Upon our arrival, I was the one who talked to the hospital directly to let them know we were coming. They had a room ready, bed 5, told us that's where he was going to go. And from there, we pulled him out with everybody still working on him, with the crew still working on him, and placed him into bed 5 at Los Robles Hospital.
And at that point, you let the hospital staff take over?
That's right.
Okay. All right. I don't think I have anything else for you. So, any questions for me, anything?
No.
Okay. While I'm at it, how tall are you?
5'11".
Weight?
170.
Blonde hair?
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right, I think that'll do it. Thanks very much.
Yeah.